basically means I have less than 4% vision in one eye. But because of this, I have the most amazing life. This summer, I was privileged enough to be part of the London 12 Paralympic Games. Though, ironically, one of the highlights was not the sport, but a kilo of chocolate with money on my head. Now, I play a sport that not many of you will probably have heard of. It's called goalball. And 2 years ago, I hadn't really heard of it either. And if someone had told me then that I was going to fulfil my childhood dream of being a Paralympian, I definitely wouldn't have believed them. In fact, I was that sure I was not going to be successful at my first grade in training camp that I hadn't brought anything to stay over for the second day. It's taken a massive learning curve to get to this point. I've had to really grow as a in all sorts of ways that I could never have imagined. I've had to learn to travel by train and tube by myself. You know, 2 years ago, if I needed to get anywhere, I would have been taken by my dad, and now I can travel around London and tube by myself. This has definitely been massively helped by the new introduction to our family in the last 6 months of my beautiful guide dog, Abba, who is part golden retriever and part German shepherd. Stops at curves, she gets me around obstacles, she finds steps she can follow, and she's just in. But I also have a massive thank you to Max for their involvement. They've massively increased my independence. I've been able to make some lifelong friends, and they just encompass optimism. You know, they don't just look at the negatives. They find ways for children to be independent and to make the most of the situation. You know, it's not the end of the world, fortunately. But I also know that they were a huge help to my parents, especially when I was younger, and there weren't many people that could tell us much about the conditions, and to have families who had already been through it and who could tell them what was going to happen was, I know, was a massive help. So thank you very much to Max. Everyone wants their dinner, so thank you very much for coming, and I hope you have a great night, and thank
you for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, what a delight to listen to a fantastic young lady, Amy, and indeed Barry, for all the wonderful work you're doing. Let's hear it for both of you. So what an exciting fundraising evening we've got for you tonight. I will be, along the way, unashamedly asking you to part with your money for this wonderful chapel. Still Norman Collier operating here.
Right, and it's got little flowers around it.
And we know that because of volunteer parents involved, your money is going to be carefully spent. My name is Roger Lane, and it's my pleasure to guide you through the evening as well as possible with the microphone. This is the glamour ball. Gentlemen, we should start off by saying the women, the ladies look lovely. Why don't we give them a huge cheer for looking so wonderful? As is probably obvious to you,